Over the past months, we've been airing a group of new works about children and childhood, parents and grandparents, by the poet Lola Haskins. Here's the next in this series.
Sometimes, because we love our children, we keep certain realities back from them, or at least introduce them slowly. Because we know that if we were open from the beginning, our tender boys and girls would find out too soon that not everything is possible. Most of us, I think, want to keep our little ones as safe as we can, as long as we can. We want to nurture them in a gentle, almost uterine world, in which they believe they can make anything they can imagine. But no matter how much we try to protect them from the outside, they'll always find out for themselves. But if we've been careful, that will be okay, because by that time we'll have given them what they need to cope with the inevitable obstacles and pains they're going to have to face in their lives. And at first, we'll be there to help them. But in the end, it will be our jobs to back away and let them help themselves, because, if you think about it, the true purpose of raising children is to set them free. Here's something I wrote about that called Parenthood, which tells this story, but in a poemy, sideways way. They don't want their little one to be sad, so they don't tell him about the gaps between letters, how they're only points on a line with infinities between, how, since letters may never truly touch, love between them is impossible. Consequently, when he runs in and dumps his plastic alphabet in his mother's lap, and she sets it out across the refrigerator, he thinks he can erase the sky with his hands.